Peter Kaysen has been on staff with San Francisco's Maritime National Historical Park for 20 years. Like other park rangers, he escorts sightseers and ensures their safety during their visits. But there's one part of his job that sets him apart from the rest.
Oh, a ship and a sailing out over the bar. Away, right-o.
Once a month, Kaysen leads a large enthusiastic group in shanty singing. Shanties are songs that were made up and sung by working sailors over 100 years ago. Kaysen always starts with Away Rio, a shanty about hauling up anchor to set sail.
Frisco girl and we're bound for the Rio
Grande. Right, well, welcome to the monthly shanty sing. What this is an open session of sea shanties and other sea songs, so all are welcome to lead these songs. So who would like to start out with a song?
It was a cold and frosty morning in December.
December!
And all of me money it was spent.
It's a very accessible kind of music. You don't need to be a trained singer to sing it. So really any voice can just sing it. It's just a lot of fun. So you don't have to worry about whether people are being judgmental about your singing or whether you're, quote, good, unquote. You just have a lot of fun singing. And the content of the songs is so interesting. The lyrics really tell of so many fascinating stories about sailing life, about sailors, and they really evoke some very universal concepts. You know, they sing about, you know, bravery or fear or a longing for a better life. It really is something that touches one emotionally.
The shanty sings take place aboard the 1886 sailing ship, the Balclutha, anchored at the Hyde Street Pier. Singer participants file on board into the ship's inside shelter deck and take their seats. Kaysen believes that being on board a ship enhances the shanty singing experience for audience members.
That's where the shanties were sung, and it's another way that one gets connected with their maritime history, to actually be on this old ship. And even though you're not out at sea and it's the 19th century, you can kind of feel the water, listen to the water lapping against it, and there's a little movement of the ship. It rocks gently from side to side. And as you walk around the ship, you could just imagine what it was like for the sailors. So you can get a really feel for it, being on a ship. And then the sound of shanties just reverberates in that shelter deck. Yeah, it's just acoustically such a great place to be singing as well.
Hand under hand.
Avast,
and you say bitter end.
Bitter end.
Very well, perfect. All the way. All the way, I said.
When he's not singing, Kaysen and his staff lead guided tours on the old sailing ships. The docents help educate youngsters about sailing life through historical reenactment. The tours and the shanty singing are part of the park's mission to preserve and promote maritime history and culture. Kaysen says shanty singing provides a window into a sailor's life and the daily hardships he faced in the 19th century.
Shanties were tools to help them do their jobs. These were songs that set the rhythm of shipboard jobs, such as weighing anchor or raising sails or pumping the water out of the ship. These were all backbreaking jobs, dangerous work, because often you're doing these jobs as ships are in storms of waves washing overboard. You're in danger of being washed out with the waves. But this work was necessary to keep that ship afloat, to keep it sailing. So shanties had a number of purposes. They're also there to lift the sailors' spirits, because that work could not only be dangerous, it'd often be very monotonous. These songs would help them take their mind off it a little bit and make it seem a little more bearable.
I woke up in the morning sick and sore, boys.
Sore, boys.
Realized I'm outward bound again.
Bound again.
I woke up.
Shanty singing nearly died out when diesel-driven ships and mechanized boats replaced the old sailing vessels and schooners. 30 years ago, San Francisco's park rangers were among the first to revive sea shanty singing. Peter Kaysen says monthly sing-alongs are now held in other port cities around the country, including Seattle, New York, and Baltimore.
Yeah, I really think that the shanty tradition here is really functioning well. It's being carried from generation to generation. I've seen kids grow to adults at the shanty sing. is just such a great form of music and such a fun form of music to sing. It is just so attractive on so many levels. I think singing in public and singing nice and loud with gusto just has a way of building one's confidence.
Judging from the enthusiasm of the standing room only crowd, the tradition of shanty singing is not about to fade away anytime soon. For VOA News, I'm Joanne Marr in San Francisco.